But I think in a way that any kind of genre which can be sustained can be opened up to that. I mean, I don't think it's interesting, but I think what is interesting is the working out the limits of that kind of possibility, and would that still remain science fiction? I think certainly if you look, you know, particularly about Laurent, some of the kind of mainstream themes about science fiction that we understand have become completely weakened, I think, in many ways. And you move almost towards a kind of a speculative fiction. Now, that change, though, you know, I think you mentioned this at the beginning, it looks like it's not really much of a change, but I think it's very, very interesting. Because once you start imagining, one of the things about imagining futures, and you say, well, we're going to imagine a future, but we're not going to make it centered on technology, for the want of a better word, in a wider sense, suddenly it opens up a different way of imagining kinds of worlds. And the point is this, I think, that we're still in a stage where the majority of science fiction, in a sense, which is produced, still remains wedded to telling a particular story, like any kind of genre has certain genre conventions. And those can be subverted, but they still, most of them still remain intact to preserve a particular narrative. I suppose the real alternative science fiction would be when there is no science fiction as such, that it just becomes all kind of speculative fiction in a way, or all kinds of, that we have a future history, that we don't no longer have a genre called science fiction. Because in a sense, that genre science fiction doesn't always exist. It emerges at a particular moment, and there is no reason to assume that it will go on and on and on, make a bet with the future that it will carry on.